Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, do you keep a good watch on your energy bills? Possibly your electric bills? Have you possibly noticed a bit of a change in your electric bills in recent months? Well, there's an interesting question, and if you have seen a change, why in the world would that be? When I say change about electric bills, or any utility bills, what are the chances of be talking about your bill going down and you paying less? Roughly the same as the chances of monkeys flying out of my posterior in about 30 seconds. That's a heck of an introduction. The Erie County Legislature has had, more of the discussions, I guess, about the electricity situation in Western New York, specifically for them, of course, Erie County. And you should know that because joining us, well, you can go to WBEN.com and read our article about that. County lawmakers joining in electric supply issues chorus. County lawmakers joining in electric supply issues chorus. Had to put the emphasis on the right syllable. And joining us right now, we have Erie County legislator and a friend of mine, actually, Frank Todaro on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, Frank, welcome to the show. Oh, I thought you were already up. Sorry about that. I'll say it again. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Best day of my life. I'm living the dream, bro. Living the dream.
Good.
And I trust things are going well with you, too.
You've noticed your bill has gone up, too, I bet, right?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your electric bill?
Oh, of course. Everybody's electric bill going up dramatically. It seems like that no matter where people are, their bills keep on going up. So we have a story at WBEN.com, and basically it puts you, again, where you are in the real world. And when you opened your mail, tell us about you and your electric bill and your growing interest in this entire electricity topic, which is keen because of the electrification plans for New York State. And if you don't know what I'm talking about as you listen to this show and you don't know why I have Frank on to talk about this stuff, listen, because this will affect you and it already is. So, Frank, how'd you get into this?
I remember this coming to my attention about a year and a half ago when some downstate lawmakers were having a conversation with me, and they mentioned that we're going to start emphasizing that we're going to start pushing to all electric. And I was listening in. I go, gentlemen, what are you talking about? This cannot happen. Are you serious right now? Like, oh yeah, this is we have to start up, we have to reduce our emissions, and doing that is with electric. All electric, remove the natural gas, phase it out over the years. And I go, this is not going to work in Buffalo, especially Western New York. Mm-hmm. We have a completely different climate from downstate. Whatever they want to do downstate, they can have it, but it's not going to work here. We even have Democratic assemblymen even talking out. He's very outspoken about it, that it's not going to work here. I do have a resolution right now that I presented a few weeks ago to the Erie County Legislature so we can start having these deep discussions and see what we could do here at Erie County to change the minds of those downstate. We still have to yet have that discussion. Hopefully that can come up very soon because January 1st is coming very fast. But, you know, I'm opening my bill, my personal bill. If I can tell you about my personal bill, I'm sure everyone that is listening right now will understand.
Hey, hey, Frank, wait a minute. Are you going to give us your electric bill from your residence or from your business, which must be extreme?
The commercial rates are very extreme. I have various locations throughout Western New York that I have tenants that are running their commercial business. And those tenants of mine have no other choice but to pass that on to the consumer. Not only do we have to pay for it out of our own personal pocket at home, we have to pay out of our personal pocket for all the goods and services that we're buying throughout Western New York, throughout the state of New York.
Now, if you're just joining us, our guest is Erie County Legislator Frank Todaro, and he is one of the leaders of the Erie County Legislature, now really beginning to pay close public and vocal attention to your electric bills. As you listen to us on News Radio 930 WBEN, you know your electricity bills are going up. You know that every utility bill is going up. Now, what you might not know, we're going to get into this with Erie County Legislator Frank Todaro. He's also a businessman. Yes, he actually knows what the real world is about, in addition to being a legislator. But what this involves, this whole New York electric, how come we're talking about it so much? In just a couple of months, new home builds will not be allowed to have natural gas hookups. In just a couple of months, every single home is going to have to be, well, all electric. That is the deal. That is January 1st, 2026. All right. No more natural gas, new hookups, new home builds. Das ist verboten. And then in 4 years after that, your natural gas furnace goes down, you will be replacing it with a more expensive electrical situation. And the same with many other appliances. Right now, if poor Frank wants to share his bill with us, but right now, what you are seeing is an increase in your electric bill for, as I understand it, and this is based on what people have said as they've called into the show and other communications I've had not on air with people who know this stuff, your bill is going up for a couple of reasons. Number one, the electric grid has to be significantly upgraded because there will be a massive increase in the demand on electricity. So the grid, which hasn't been changed since probably the Pan American Exposition in 1901, the grid has to be updated. Now, who is going to pay for updating the grid? National Grid? NYSEG? They're going to reach into some secret piggy bank and get a new grid? No. You are paying for it. And the State Public Service Commission has agreed. Yes, it's okay. Make them pay for it. Utilities, the customers will pay. So yes, you're paying for the increased, the improvements, if you will, in the electric grid. But you are also, in some cases, as I understand it, with the smart meters that they forced on you, you paid more money this summer, for example, to cool your home because smart meters allow them to bill you more if you use your electricity at peak times during the middle of the early morning hours. So you may very well be seeing increases for those two reasons and possibly more reasons. And Frank Todaro is one of the local leaders who is paying attention to this and has been paying attention to this. So, Frank, what's your home electric bill?
Well, my latest bill was $826.
What period of time are we talking about? What month was that?
This was my current bill. I just opened up 2 days ago.
Good Lord. Are you having a problem, Frank, hearing me? Is there a problem? Are you not hearing me? Is that? Do you hear me loud and clear, or am I a little low?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Please continue.
Yeah. So, you know, that was an actual number off my meter, too. So I still was hesitant to change to the smart meter. I always am very calculated, and I want to make sure that I want to get feedback from everyone else in the community. So I demanded that they put my meter back, which they did. I put the analog back on, and I wanted to wait and see what happens. Those that have the smart meter, I still have to figure out if that's actually, how that's working out. But I can tell you, my bill has gone up 33.8% has been my average fine. And it's like I'm getting another mortgage bill in the mail. It's unsustainable.
Well, you know, Frank Todaro, Erie County legislator, he is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, Frank, you are an entrepreneur. You are a businessman. You do very well for yourself, and you work very hard to do well for yourself, and I'm sure you can cover it. What concerns a lot of people, Frank, I mean, obviously, nobody, that increase is ridiculous, but what I'm trying to think of, Frank, the people who are not able to afford such an increase in their electric bill. And, you know, it seems that whenever Republicans come out with something, the Democrats say, this is going to most adversely impact women and minorities. They always whip that card out. And I would propose that the electrification of New York State and the massive increases, such as you have seen, and that's just the beginning, in your bill is really going to force a lot of people, in particular women and minorities, to make a choice between groceries, medicine, and electric.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Oh, absolutely. That is, it's happening right now. I'm getting calls. I'm getting pulled off the side of the street when someone sees me, and they want to vent to me what they're dealing with in real life. This is really happening now, and we have to take a serious look at this and take it, you know, to a whole nother level, because no one's listening right now downstate. I commend Congressman Nick Langworthy at the federal level. He's been very vocal about it. He's introduced the legislation there at the federal level. He is gaining more support from other congressmen and women throughout the Capitol, which is phenomenal because we have to get the federal government to step in. They have to step in and help us.
Well, okay, and I tried to explain this whole thing in New York State a little bit earlier, and I try to do it as simply as I possibly can, because frankly, that's about all I can understand. But the focus, the aim of New York State is to basically do away with fossil fuels. This is going to be a gradual thing, and it's being phased in, all right, in other words. And the ultimate goal, folks, is to do away with fossil fuels in New York State, all in the name of climate change, you know, what they used to call global warming, after they told us that we would freeze to death in the dark. So we are paying to electrify New York State and improve the grid. And there is such a demand on the electric grid, you cannot believe it. But the goal, again, is to have no fossil fuels in New York State. I think the goal is to actually do away with the fossil fuel industry throughout New York State to the greatest degree possible, all in the name of fighting climate change. And Frank, you just said nobody is listening downstate. We are talking about electricity. No, shall we all be shocked?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, shocker, right? You know, I sat in a meeting. I'll go through some timeline I had here. 3 weeks ago, we were invited from NYSEG. We, meaning officials, village mayors, supervisors of towns, county legislators, assemblymen, women. We went to the Cheektowaga Fire Tower Training Center and had a conference room meeting with the CEO of NYSEG and their spokespeople. We had a lot of good questions, and the answers they gave us was alarming. It seems that there's three phases. Right now, we are feeling the pinch of phase one, where they are already taking the monies that we're putting into our bills, and they're reinvesting it to build out the infrastructure right now. There's a timeline that the state of New York has put on NYSEG because they explained to NYSEG, we're going to remove fossil fuels and phase it out over the time. You got to start getting this infrastructure built up as quick as possible to sustain the amount of demand that's going to be required because of the fossil fuel being phased out. It makes no sense, of course, downstate. What makes sense? So they're taking away a fossil fuel where we get energy from and heat and putting everything into another source of energy, which is not even ready for it yet. Hmm. I can understand if this is a 10-year, 15-year plan. Okay, we can work on that. But, you know, to remove the ability to use natural gas as an energy choice, that's a big no-no for me. And number two, we're forcing everything into electric, and it's not even close to ready. So in this meeting, they had slides, and these slides showed area maps, Lockport area, Lancaster area, Chautauqua County, and these maps were all in deep red. And the question was, what does that mean? Explain those slides. Well, those slides mean those are already at or beyond capacity. And what alarms me is NYSEG has sent letters to all the officials of the towns and villages warning them to stop growth. Do not let businesses come in. Don't allow permits for new power sources. We're not ready for it. Of course, if that's going to happen, you have the domino effect. Where are you going to get new tax revenue into these communities where the government can function? So this is a mess already, and it's going to get worse. So, you know, phase one is already what we're in now. Phase two, that's in a couple years where they're going to double down, and your bills are going to go up even higher because now they're going to be growing out the infrastructure to rural areas.
Frank, I need to interrupt your phases here. Sorry, I feel like a hormone right now, but I got to interrupt that for right now. But I want to continue talking about this because, Frank, my goal on this show, I'm trying to do this once every week, once every 2 weeks, because despite the magnitude of the problem this presents, the electrification of New York State, I still find that a lot of Western New Yorkers don't understand what is going on. They don't know what is going on. And my goal is that every time I do one of these shows, people post on their own social media about what is going on and what it is going to cost every man, woman, and child in New York State. Because frankly, the impact on quality of life, the impact on the quality of the economy, is going to be absolutely staggering. People will not have money to buy cars, refrigerators, paint their houses, whatever, because it's all going for electricity or whatever. Frank Todaro is an Erie County legislator. He's also a businessman, and he knows his dollars and cents. Let's say that. So we'll take your calls, by the way, for Frank at 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And basically, if you have any questions that would be appropriate for a local politician, I will open up the lines. And if you have a general comment that you want to make that follows along our guide rails here, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And for those who don't know it, I've been absolutely shocked. Now, I've been absolutely shocked, not really trying to do a pun, at the level of interest in this topic. It is so much more than I even had imagined. But what we need to do here, what I need to do, is take that level of interest among a core group of people and make it more general so that everybody becomes passionate about it. Fair enough. And we're talking, don't laugh, we're talking about electricity. Your bills right now, you've seen that they're going up. You probably never even looked at that delivery charge until recently. But the screws are being put into your thumbs with electric and other utility bills as well. And there are many reasons for this, but just keep something in mind. This is only the beginning. This is the start of what is going to happen. Your bills are going to go much, much higher than what you have already seen. Why? New York State is trying to do away with fossil fuels, including natural gas, to help the climate. The climate, they said, was going to freeze us to death in the dark before they said it was global warming, before they just called it climate change. That's consistent. I appreciate that. But by the way, New York State, well under 1% of the world's carbon emissions. China, India, really? Okay. New York State is not even a black hat on their butt, okay, in terms of carbon emissions. So we're going to take calls here for Frank Todaro, Erie County legislator, who is very much interested in this and is trying to make other people interested. They're trying to get some comments from downstate because, you know, I don't really do politics as my default, but this electrification of New York State, which is going to result in your paying an arm and a leg, possibly a kidney and your firstborn for your utilities, okay, it is a Democrat thing. The Democrats own New York State politically. Republicans are against it. And I've been trying to figure out, you know, why does this have to be such a partisan issue? Because everybody is going to get hit with higher bills. You don't get an exemption because you're a Democrat. Why would you do this to your own voters? I don't get it. But Frank Todaro is with us on WBEN. And Frank, you'll forgive the long preamble there, but I'm really trying to get out as much information as I can so that people understand the ramifications of this thing who might not ordinarily pay attention to electricity bills. You talked about the feds possibly getting involved, and you'd mentioned Congressman Nick Langworthy. And as you know, and very well, and we talked about this, he has put out the Choice in Energy Act, which would basically say states cannot take away options for energy. People must be able to choose, which I think is really a great idea. I do have questions about whether that would be acceptable under the 10th Amendment situation, if that is a federal power or if it is a state power and the states can do as they wish. But obviously, I just said a lot there and hopefully made some sense. But the federal situation, you want to see an all-encompassing federal bit of legislation which would guarantee choice in energy. Have you had a chance to look into this with the political-type lawyers regarding the 10th Amendment or any other issues that might surface because of federal versus state powers?
Personally, I have not. My take on it is I really don't want to see any government, Erie County, federal, state, giving us, no opportunity to make a decision for what we want to do. We're the real bosses, the taxpayer. I don't understand how this is happening. It's just, Well, I do understand because this is New York State, and this is not something I'm taking lightly. It's very serious. You know, government needs to stay out of people's lives, and this one here is going to affect everybody.
Frank Todaro, Erie County legislator, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I want to get back to that idea. I do want to take phone calls, Frank. The idea that the downstate lawmakers have not listened to what people upstate have been saying about, you know what, it is impractical. It is absolutely dangerous and life-threatening to make people in Buffalo and Western New York convert to electricity because we just saw 3 years ago natural gas saving lives when electricity was down for the count and people did freeze to death in their own homes. Why does this have to be, A, so political? And are the Democrats, let's put it this way, they can't be that stupid, but self-preservation. Perhaps the party has told the Democrats to ignore anything that upstate people say about this climate legislation, because if they actually do get defeated when they want re-election, they're going to get a job at OTB or something. Comments?
Yeah, that's the political part about it. on the Republican side, I can tell you, truthfully, you know, we never have to worry about how we vote. We are always very conservative majority of the time on what we're deciding. Our only bosses are our constituents. On the Democratic side, I'm trying to bring a resolution to light here so we can start talking about it because the timer is ticking here. January 1st will be here before you know it.
Yep.
And it's sitting there in a committee. Like, we haven't even talked about it. We have to bring this conversation up, and I want to make sure that all county, you know, electeds are on board with this to say, yes, enough's enough. Send this to Governor Hochul and tell her Buffalo doesn't want it. Erie County does not want this. I'm trying to get that conversation started.
Well, you're trying to get it started, and people can read the article at WBEN.com about electricity crunch and all that kind of stuff, which covers some of what Frank is discussing. So, Frank, it would seem, let's just focus on locally, Erie County Legislature, of which you are a part. It seems as though everything you are saying would be met with, Frank is right. This is a problem for the region that sent us to office. And even though we're Democrats, we must speak up because this might cost people their lives. So the early preliminary reactions have been what from the Democrats, Frank?
Initially brought this to light, my caucus automatically I'm very honored to work with them. Lindsay Lirigo, our minority leader, John Mills, and Christopher Green. Right away, they jumped on this and said, Frank, yep, this is good. We're with you. We brought this up to a general meeting that was public, and a few of the city representatives said yes. They made a point to bring up that during the storms, their constituents lived because they had a source of heat. Electric was not that source. It was their oven. It was their cooktop where they can have a kettle of water, giving them a nice, warm air quality in the house to, A, keep them alive, B, protect their property, and live 3-4 days without power. So it was a good start, but, mm-hmm. you know, we got to get the committee chair to bring that out, bring that discussion up. Hopefully in 2 weeks we can discuss that on Thursday, 2 weeks from today, and have that public discussion.
What do you think? I want to take some phone calls, Frank. I don't know how long you've got, but I got to tell you, my audience is very up to speed on this, and many of them know a hell of a lot more than I do about this situation with electrifying New York State, which is great. And I'd rather have it that way because they can spread the message to all of their friends and associates and people on their social media and everything else. But, again, I just got to get back to this. It seems like such a no-brainer. I don't even know how much more you have to say than if it wasn't for natural gas during the blizzard of Christmas 2022, our death toll probably would have been in the hundreds and not around 50. That's so easy to understand.
Very true fact. Absolutely true fact. I have tenants of myself. I have tenants in the city of Buffalo. 3.5 days with no power. And they survived because they cracked their oven and had a little source of heat to keep them alive.
Yeah, yeah. Have you or any of the people in your political circle in the legislature, have you had a chance to have any dealings or contacts with National Fuel about what's going on with the state basically trying to put fossil fuel people, including National Fuel, trying to put them out of business? Because when this all started, they were incredibly mute, and I think in one case even supportive.
Here's the deal. So my take from what I'm seeing and feeling and hearing is when we sat in that meeting with NYSEG, you know, I sit and I will scroll through my phone and look at social media and I follow some of these NYSEG Facebook pages and just see how upset people are. And they are pointing their fingers at NYSEG. And this is NYSEG's fault and this is National Fuel's fault, you know. In the conversations I've had with NYSEG and the other utilities, they're the middle person. They are supplying a product that we need to live. The problem is New York State is making them look like the bad guy. It really is not the utilities. They are very transparent when I call. I have questions. I have constituent matters. They are always very receptive. And they have the answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Off the record, they are not happy with the pressure they are getting from New York State. That is the problem. But they're not going to be vocal about it, because when you talk against the government will punish you. And I will say that because that's what I'm seeing out there.
Well,
so, you know, when you want to put your energy and point the finger at the utilities, you really have to look at the root cause and think, let's look at this at a global top view and think, what's causing them to raise these rates against us?
And we're going to explore this coming up. Hey, Frank, we got a lot of people who want to talk to you, and you know, I want let Tanner know here off the air how long we have you, because again, this topic is one that most media people, for whatever reason, seem to stay away from giving any extensive coverage. And we here at News Radio 930 WBEN, frankly, we have been a leader in the state uncovering this very important story to the residents of New York State. I don't think anybody has done as much or has done it better than WBEN. Our morning crew of Susan Rose, Brian Mazurowski, the great David Bellavia. The man knows everything about the electric grid. It's frightening. Joe Beamer. And all right, so I dropped the ball 3-6, but I try. Frank Todaro from the Erie County Legislature is with us for just a few minutes. And let's go to the calls. Here's Lori in Buffalo. Lori, quick question or comment.
Hi, good afternoon. I just want to know where the lawsuits are of all the way from the county legislator to the congressman, from local to federal. And you're going to let these climate crazies dictate to this governor what kind of laws that are going to take away our freedom and our finances. Where's the
Lori, thank you very much, Lori. I appreciate the call. Frank, lawsuits, are we going to go down the litigation road?
We have not talked about any kind of lawsuits, but if there was a lawsuit, that most likely would come from the people that we represent, special groups that have the attorneys that would represent them and bring it up. And
fair enough. You know. Fair enough. Let's get back to the calls. A lot of people want to talk to you. Dan in North Tonawanda on WBEN. We can get Dan back. Dan, hello. You're on WBEN.
Hello, Tom. Frank Todaro, thank you very
please,
much.
Please, just your question or comment, please, as quickly as possible.
I got you, yeah. Here's the story. We're going to have a disaster with school districts, the heating, the parking lots, the swimming pools, the municipalities for lighting and districts and jailhouses and everything else. Is there going to be a surtax for those people that have went solar already and need to contribute more of their profits from generating their own electricity? Yeah.
Okay, Dan, I appreciate the call. You know, Frank, that's kind of a hypothetical question. Do you want to address that or just move on to another?
Let's move on to another one on that.
Okay, let's go to Rick. Rick in Lancaster is up on WBEN. I'm just trying to get as many people on as I possibly can, so forgive my being rushed and trying to get to people as quickly as I can and making you get to the question or comment immediately. Not trying to be mean. I just want to get everybody on. Rick, you're on WBEN. Question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to ask Frank what he thinks the effect will be on the residential real estate market in the state. I see a mass exodus of homeowners.
Great question. Frank?
Buy U-Haul stock. It's not good. Yeah, there's, you know what, this is compounding with all these issues, and people are just like, you know what, I'm just going to go one state lower, Pennsylvania, and their source is much better. Right now.
Yeah, 40% cheaper than New York State, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's good for them, but not good for us. Frank, I tried my best to get as many people on as I could, and those of you who did get on with Frank Todaro, thank you for your call. And by the way, I wasn't trying to be a jerk. It's just that I had limited time, and I had to get as many of you on as I possibly could. So that's why I was like, please get to the question or comment, please. I don't like being Larry King, especially now. That would suck, but that's why, just so you know. Hey, Frank, obviously there's so many things to discuss regarding this electrification thing and what it's going to do to New York State. And I agree totally with that last caller. The real estate market, it can't help but be affected by this, because we might actually, Frank, got about a minute here, we might actually be entering an era where New York State becomes unaffordable.
It's happening now. And I am very deeply concerned. I love this state. I was born and raised here. We have a beautiful four seasons, but you know what? I look at my wife and go, are we going to continue this route? Because I'm just not happy with it. And I'm doing my darnest and my hardest to fight for everybody out there to get our voices heard and flip this decision and, you know, save the state.
Well, Frank, obviously, I'm pretty sure you know how to get in touch with me. I'm pretty sure your son does, too, at this point, with the movie stuff and the Cabrini. I hope that we're going to be in touch on this. I want to get you back on. I would love it to, you know, if we could do longer with a few of your colleagues and just try to get the word out to people what this is going to do to them. Everybody listening to my voice and your voice right now, this is going to affect them. It already is affecting them. And we just have to continue to get the word out so people know what they're facing. So then we can figure out what to do about it, if we can do anything about it, Frank. Thank you for the checking in with us. And I hope that we can get you back on very, very soon, because I think it's very important.
I'll make sure I'm available anytime. You let me know.
Frank, I appreciate that. We'll talk to you very soon. Give my best to your family, including, of course, Mr. Actor and your lovely bride.
Who listens to the show. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Frank. Frank Todaro on News Radio 930 WBEN with the Erie County Legislature. I'm going to continue this after 4 without Frank. And again, you listen to the show. I don't usually rush people that much on the phone, but Frank only had till like right now to be on with us, and my lines were absolutely filled up, and I really needed to get to as many people as I could. So only for that reason was I, get to the call. What's your question? I tried to do it in such a friendly way, but I don't think it came off. I think it came off more like Larry King. What's your question? Question, come. I'm sorry. It did sound very raucous, and don't think less of me for it. It was, the intention was good. We're going to talk more about this electrification of New York State, which is already costing you money. This is just the beginning. By the end, you are going to be begging for mercy, but mercy will not come. You're going to be begging to be put in an electric chair. Just saying. I don't know who's going to pay the bill. News coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.